And welcome back to Martin Stadium to the Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show. As Valdosta Insurance says, do you have enough coverage? Talk to Valdosta Insurance Services today to ensure that your policy fits your needs and your budget. Valdosta Insurance Services has been in business for over 50 years and has provided safe, sound, and secure protection for all your insurance needs. Call Valdosta Insurance Services today at 229-242-4560. We are here at halftime as the Lions High Georgia Bridgemen are entertaining us. We've listened to the Wildcats band, and we trail 10-0. Taylor, we have not done anything offensively.
We haven't. We only have 96 total yards of offense compared to Valdosta's 262 yards. They're killing us on the short passes, and Lions has got to stop the pass before we can do anything.
Yeah, and they're making those pass plays, and then they're picking up yards after the catch. Not a lot, but 3-4 yards sometimes, and those things are adding up. Seth Schumann has just sat back there. He's not been really touched. He's been pressured a couple times, and he's rolled out. One time they got called for a hold after that long run, and then one time he rolled out, hit a wide receiver down here on a third and 22, something like that. Seth Schumann, cool under pressure. We've seen that in baseball. You see it right here in football, too.
Right. He looks great back there tonight. Right now, he is 14 for 25 on 190 yards passing. So,
yeah, and I dare say that Austin Dixon is not quite that good. I mean, Austin, what is his passing, Austin's right now?
Lowndes has not passed the ball as much. We passed the ball 8 times for a total of 4 completions on 31 yards.
Yeah, and he's had receivers downfield. He had Tavon Kyle, one right in his hands across the middle, dropped. Xavier Jenkins had one that was dropped. That's somebody that we've not seen a lot of.
Right, and one thing that was so bad about those drop passes, it was third down, and where the ball hit them in the hands would have been a first down that could have kept the drive going, especially the one right here on about our 30-yard line or so, which could have set up a field goal at least some point.
Yeah, really, and that's the key. Right now, Lowndes will get the ball to start the second half, and they need points. They need to get the defense off the field, keep them off the field, and in turn, that keeps Valdosta's offense off the field. But we're down 10. We got to get points.
On a promising note, though, Lowndes has stopped Valdosta on their last 2 or 3 drives. One was an interception right there in the end zone, which is a huge play. Another, we picked up a fumble the drive before that. And then I believe they punted the ball to us as well. So that's a promising note that we're able to stop them or making adjustments to stop them.
Yeah, and we're going to have to do more of that. The Vikings in the field house right now have got to regroup. The senior leadership has got to step up. They're going to have to really lead this young team, because when you look across the board, this really is a young team. We have 20 seniors on this football team. And some of them contribute quite a bit, but when you look across the roster, we got a lot of sophomores and juniors that contribute even more. But they're going to turn and look to Gabe Neighbors, to Austin Dixon, to Nate Lee, and some of those guys to lead them through a 10-point deficit in order to try and come back in this rivalry game.
Which is just 2 scores. Lowndes on that last drive. I know that Austin's in pretty good defense, but we were moving the ball. We were mixing up our plays. We weren't going straight running. We were actually picking up yards. I believe we picked up about 45 yards or so on that last drive.
Yeah, we're going to need a lot more of those here in the second half if we're going to do any good. We're going to take a 2-minute break here on the Benefit Advisors Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show. When we come back, we'll go over all of the Page Heating and Air stats and get you ready for the second half. Vikings trail 10-0 here at halftime of the Benefit Advisors Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show here at Martin Stadium. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break. Welcome back to the Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors of Georgia. We've been great all night. Now we're retraining. What is going on? We're here at Martin Stadium, halftime, as our Lions High Vikings trail 10-0 over the Wildcats of Valdosta High School. We've gone over the stats. Go ahead and give us the just quick rundown here of the stats, thanks to Page Heating and Air.
All right, quick rundown. First down, Valdosta has a total lead with 12 first downs and Lions with 5. On 16 rushes. Vadasa has a total of 71 yards, and Lowndes has ran 14 rushes for 65 yards. The passing yards, Vadasa has 191 yards, and Lowndes is 31. Seth Juman is 14 for 24, has also thrown one interception, while Austin Dixon is 4 for 8. Austin Dixon has 40 passes. Vadasa has 40 yards or 40 plays on 262 yards compared to Lowndes is 22 yards. 22 plays and 96 yards. The average per play is 6.6 yards for Vadasa, while Lowndes is 4.4 yards. Both teams have lost a fumble. Penalty-wise, there have been 8 penalties on Vadasa for 75 yards and 4 penalties on Lowndes for 19 yards. Punts have been, Vadasa has 2 punts for 45 yards, and Lowndes has 3 punts for an average of 35 yards.
And that's your halftime stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air. Wes, there is no formula to this other than get the ball on offense and score.
Bill, as we were talking between the breaks, we have got to keep their offense off the field. Our defense can't continue to do what they're doing and not give up another point or two. Our offense, on the other hand, we have got to have some sustained drives, be able to put some points on the board. Don't try to get it all back. We've got 24 more minutes of football. As that wise man once said, the least most important thing in life is a score at halftime, and the most important possession of any ball game is your first possession of the third quarter and your opponent's first possession of the third quarter. That usually sets the tone of what's going to happen. Usually, not always. 10 points is not insurmountable.
No, it is not. Now, had they scored when we got that interception, again, not insurmountable, but it's a bigger hill to climb. And I think this is a manageable hill for a young football team. Wes, we talked about it. The number of seniors on this team are great, but this is a very young football team when you look at the roster and who's on the field.
Well, Bill, I'm thinking back to a few weeks ago. Team went in the locker room kind of flat like this, came back out. It was a different ball team.
Yeah, it is, and that's what it's going to take. I mean, the senior leadership of Nate Lee, of Gabe Neighbors, of Austin Dixon, they've got to come into that field house, get the rest of their team fired up to come out here and play in this Wintersville Classic. And this is one that you'll remember all of your life. As a player, you'll remember, hey, I beat Valdosta 4 times in my years at Lowndes, or I lost all 4 of my years at Lowndes, which a lot of players have said over the years. And it really says a lot when you look back on it in history. So I know they want to win this ball game. This senior class wants to go out with a win. But across the field, that Valdosta team wants to go out with a win as well.
Yes, they do. Both teams do. And it means something. This could be for third place in the region.
Let's go down to the field real quick. Let's see if Marty's got us on the field. Marty, how's it turning around now? I mean, what does it look like on the field for the Vikings?
Guys, we come back out. There's a little sense of urgency here. You can hear some of the players saying, hey, you know, we've got to step up. This is not us. We're making them look good. And, they're a good football team, but we've got to step up and play better. Just little things, offensive line, you know, missing the blocks, not in the right place. It's just, that's what they keep saying, hey, little things, guys. Just execute, step up, and we've got to play our game. So hopefully that pans out.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. As the Vikings get ready now for the second half, our Vikings will take the ball, or will get the ball, as they won the toss and deferred their decision to the second half. So they'll get the ball to start the second half, trailing 10-0. And we'll see what our offense can do getting out on the field here with 12 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Which hopefully getting the ball right there, we can score, put some quick points on the board. That way we're only one score away from tying this game up.
Absolutely. All right. Wes, the Vikings are on the field. The Cats are getting ready to get on the field. And the third quarter ready to get underway. And for all your play-by-play action, it's the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Bill Osborne, thank you so much, my longtime friend. Tyson Harris on the field as a kick returner. He's standing on the far side. On the near side is Xavier Jenkins, McMillan. He sets the ball up on the 40 on the near side. talks to his team. They spread out. They're waiting on the official's whistle. They are from Augusta. This is their 14th year doing this ball game. McMillan approaches the football, and the second half is underway. Little squib kick taken by
Michael Barrett.
Barrett, he gets up to the 30. He dropped it, picked it up, dropped it again. I was trying to get his number. And then he gets up to the 30-yard line. That's where the Vikings will take over. First and 10, ball on the near hash mark, going from right to left on your radio dial.
Yeah, a little squib kick, and it bounced over the short up man. And Michael Barrett was there to pick it up, and he kept looking downfield. And sometimes you've got to look down, pick the ball up, then look downfield.
Tavon Kyle will go to the far side. He'll have Xavier Jenkins on the near side. Dixon in the shotgun with Des Copeland. Cats in a four-man front, four linebackers. There's a snap. Pitches out to Copeland around the right side. Got a hole by one man, too. He's across the 35 to 40. Turns the corner. And he's out close to mid. He's out across the round of the 45, out to the 46. So the first play, Bill, erupts in an 11-yard run by Des Copeland and a first down for our Vikings.
Looks like a little more than 11. We'll get 15 yards
15.
On the run.
All the way out to the 45. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings stacking two receivers near side, two far side. Dixon quickly throws out to Copeland. Copeland has a screen and he's still on his feet. And he's got about 9 yards as he gets into cat territory down to the 44. Down to the 46. Just underway here in the third quarter. 11:25 to go. Vikings trailing 10-0, and we're in a hurry-up offense. Second and two from the cat, 47-yard line. We've got to get to their 45. Dixon says, give me the ball. He looks, again throws back to Kyle. Kyle has a first hand across the 40 to 35. Still on his feet, and he falls down around the 27-yard line. Tavon Kyle in space takes the catch from Austin Dixon, and quickly our Vikings are moving down the field. They'll mark him down at the 28. It is first and 10 from there. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Headed toward that south end zone. Clock's running well, 11 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Jenkins to the near side. Kyle to the far side. Man in motion. Dixon keeps it right up the middle. Trips and falls as it gets down around the 26. He'll get about 2 yards. It'll be second and probably eight from there as we're inside 11 minutes now. 10:40 to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, heading toward that north end zone. They are just moving the ball down the field.
Dylan Presley comes in. He goes to the far side with Tavon Kyle. Jenkins in space by himself over here. Dixon barks out signals, turns, changes the play. He's got a four-man cat front he's looking at. They've got four down linemen. High snap, keeps it. Right up the middle. Oh, a little jump past the gate. Never down to the 15. He started into the line, stopped, and just jumped up in the air, lobbed it over to Gabe Neighbors. Big number 9 went up and pulled it down, and we've got first and 10 at the cat 15-yard line as we head toward the 10-minute mark here in the third quarter. Ball almost to the near hash mark. Two receivers near side. Trips to the far side. Empty backfield. They're showing blitz. There they come. Quickly, Dixon throws across the middle. Catch made by number 34.
That's Will Colbert.
Will Colbert. And we've got first and goal. Vikings down about the 3-yard line, Bill.
And that was a nice little play. Somebody, Will Colbert, you don't normally see get the ball.
He came, lined him up as a tackle, and brought him off the line. First and goal, Vikings down at the 3. 9 inside, 10 minutes to go here in the third. Vikings in the Blanton zone, Blanton Griffin red zone. High snap, makes the catch, and he'll go back down at the 10. Great play by Austin Dixon. It was a high snap, went up, brought it down. It could have turned ugly for our Vikings.
That'll move them back to just inside the 10.
Instead of first and goal from the 3, it's second and goal from back around the 9. 9:34 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings trailing 10-0. But we're in that Blanton and Griffin red zone and threatening. Boogie Cameron in the backfield with Dixon. Four-man cat front. Dixon hauls for the ball. Pitches out to Cameron around the right there. Cameron throws! Incomplete pass. It was intended for number 20, Louis Regal.
Yeah, and he was hit immediately as soon as the ball touched his hand by the big number 1, Todd Bradley for the Wildcats, knocks the ball loose. It was going to be just short of the first touchdown, but it would have put us about the 1.
Third and goal from the 9. Tavon Kyle to the far side. Dylan Presley goes with him. Cammon stays in the backfield with Dixon. Jenkins to the near side. Ball on the far near hash mark. Dixon says, give me the ball. Drops straight back. Looks. Head to the end zone, and the ball is knocked down. It was intended for Jenkins. Crowd wanted pass interference. Didn't happen. And here comes number
38, Will Solomon.
I'm trying to find him on my roster. Solomon. To put our Vikings on the board.
Anderson to snap. Dixon to hold.
It'll be a 26-yard field goal attempt. Dixon waiting on the snap. There it is. The ball's down. Kicks up. And no good. Wide left. No good. Wide left. He had to hurry it. Score remains 10-0 Cats as they will take over first and 10 from their own 20. 9:04 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings trailing 10-0.
Vikings needed to get points in this in that drive. Not getting the three, still leaves us down two scores. Defense back on the field. We've got to stop the Cats here and put our offense back on the field. 9:04 left in the third quarter. We trail 10-0.
Schumann and the shotgun. Twins to the near side. Single receiver far side. Vikings in a four-man front. Schumann waiting on the snap. There it is. Gives it to the up back. He gets hit. As it gets to the line of scrimmage, he'll get a yard. Maybe a yard and a half. And that'll be it.
Nice stop that time by the defensive line. The linebackers came up, assisted, made the stop before he could get really that momentum going.
Give him 2 yards on the play. Second and 8 from the 22. 8:40 to go here in the third quarter. Trips to the far side. D'Angelo Williams just to the right of Schumann. Schumann drops back. Looks all day to throw. Starts to run. Touch the ball. Hits to the sidelines. Runs out of bounds at the 30. He's going to be awfully close to the first down.
He'll be on the 31, it looks like, from the spot. And that, well, no, you're right. Maybe right at the 30. First down. Nose of the ball right on the 30-yard line. As Schumann again, we clogged up the middle, had great coverage down the field, and he's able to find the lane on the outside.
Ball on the near hash mark. Schumann in the shotgun. Three-man Viking front. He asked for it. Gives it to Williams. Williams gets hit at the line of scrimmage.
Oh.
In fact, yep, he'll get right back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10 from the 30 as we approach the 8-minute mark here in the third quarter, trailing 10-0.
The running back had to double clutch that. I thought he might have been coming out of his hands, but he was just able to put the second hand over the top, get it in cleanly, and picks up no gain. Second down and 10 for the Cats.
Schumann again with two Cat receivers near side. Two far side. He's had all day to pass this football. He drops back. We blitz. They pick it up. There they come. Catch is made out at the 32. The receiver is hit immediately and knocked out of bounds by number 19. That is Corjon Roberts.
Yeah, they say the momentum was stopped prior to going out of bounds, so the clock will continue to run. 7:27 left here in the third quarter. Vikings trail 10-0. It's third down and 8 for the Cats.
Ball just inside the Cat 32-yard line. Schumann brings trips receivers to the near side. Twins to the far side. Empty backfield. Says something to his offensive line. Three-man rush. There he comes. We get by. He's still looking. Look, throws across the middle, and the catch is made for the first down out of midfield. The receivers just do not give up on the play. That was number 8, Jontay Baker. And we were putting pressure on him, and he just found an open receiver for a first down inside Viking territory down to the 48-yard line.
Wes, with that three-man front, they're doing their job. They cannot really just charge in on him. He has such escapability, and he can run the ball. First down for the Cats.
It gives it again to Williams. Williams around the right side, behind that offensive line, gets across the 45, down to the 44. That's a four-yard carry. He'd be second and six from there.
Nice run that time. Cats had been throwing the ball. They come back to the run very quickly. Williams gets a good game for him.
The second and six as we head toward the six-minute mark here in the third quarter. How many times tonight on a third and long have they converted? Twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. That's Wesley Veal. Play action, and there's a flag. I think Veal moved just a little too quickly.
Yep,
he did.
False start against the Cats. That'll back him up five. Second and about 11.
And that'll put it back at our 49-yard line.
The Cats scored a field goal and a touchdown in the first quarter. No score for either team in the second. We're over halfway through the third and still no score. The Vikings had an opportunity, missed a 26-yard field goal, and that's our score, 10-0. Cats lead with 5:55 left in the third quarter.
Schumann sends trips to the far side, single receiver near side. We're again in a three-man front. He asks for the ball. There we come. He steps up in the pocket, throws across the middle, catch made, and he has a first down about 32-yard line. Pass complete to number 10, Jude Ard.
And I tell you, we've said it multiple times, Wes. Seth Schumann just sits back there. He's got plenty of time. He's hardly moving around. Only on occasion have we flushed him out of the pocket.
First and 10 at our 33. Ball on the near hash mark. Again, look it. Throws way downfield. Got a man open, and the catch made by number 24 inside the 5-yard line. I thought he overthrew him. He just laid it up there. Now there's a flag on the play.
Let's see. It's back about the 26, 27-yard line. Let's see what that is. Marty, what do you got for us down there?
As we had 12 men on the field, nobody is ineligible against Bob Austin.
We may have had 12 men and dodged the bullet, but they had an ineligible receiver downfield.
Guys, my bad there. I think we had one run on there right after the play, and I counted 12, so that was my fault. But
no, we dodged the bullet there. They'll bring it all the way back now to the 38-yard line, where it will be first and 15. 5:24 to go here in the third quarter.
All right, Wes, what do we do now? How do you get pressure on Seth Schumann? I think that's going to be the key. We're rushing three, covering with the rest, but do we blitz a linebacker?
Every now, you've got to blitz a linebacker or a corner. We're shuffling defensive players around. Schumann again looks. Again, the same play to Wesley Veal, wide open. Touchdown, Valdosta.
He just rushed past our defender, and what a great throw by Seth Schumann, because, I mean, he found the open spot, hit field, touchdown.
You could see our defensive players weren't sure where they were supposed to be. They were moving positions on the far side, and he come back to the near side. And, Bill, our first possession, we missed a field goal. Their first possession of the third, they put six up.
They swing the gate for the extra point.
McMillan to attempt the extra point. There's a snap, ball's down, kicks up. It's good. Cats lead 17-0. We'll be back after the 60-second break.
And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. Now the Vikings trail 17-0. I said, Wes, I thought a 17-point spread. That means if Lowndes is going to win, they're going to have to really put some points on the board here in the next quarter and a half.
We've got to score 34 of them to do it if we're going to win by 17.
I'll take a win by one if we can get it. Right now, 17-0. We trail here with 5:17 left in the third.
Here comes McMillan as he approaches the football. A little high kick. Ball bounces at the 20. Bounces around. They're knocking it around. Michael Baird picks it up on his feet. Down the sidelines he goes. He's got one man to beat. Michael Barrett, touchdown Vikings.
No flags in the backfield. What a gift. Folks, that ball bounced up and over the up man's head. The defenders for the catch touched it twice, juggled it. Michael Barrett picks it up. He gets a convoy out in front of him, and wow, what a touchdown for the Vikings to break this scoreless run for us right now. 6-17, waiting on the extra point. They swing the gate. We'll see what the extra point is here.
Dagan Anderson, the long snapper. Austin Dixon to hold. Will Solomon to attempt. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. 17-7. The Cats lead. We'll be back after this 60.
And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here as the Vikings have finally got across the end zone, and it's 17-7, still a 10-point deficit. Right after the kickoff here, we'll get our Page Heating and Air Drive recap from the Valdosta score as well as the Lounge score. Will Solomon set to kick off for the Vikings.
And back deep is Jace Rogers and Tim Griffin. Solomon, ball on the far hash mark. He'll be kicking towards that north end zone. Approaches the ball. Puts that foot into it. High, high kick.
It's going to be in play.
We'll see, taken at the 5 by Rogers. He's at the 10. He comes this way. We stretch it out, and we will take him down inside the 10-yard line.
Tyson Harris. Let's go to Taylor.
That drive for the Valdosta Wildcats was 8 plays, 80 yards, took 3 minutes, 47 seconds off the clock. That resulted in a 15-yard pass from Seth Schumann to Wesley Beal for a touchdown. On the following kickoff, it was a kickoff. It landed on the ground, bounced around. Valdosta batted it twice, and then number one.
Barrett Wilt. Michael Barrett.
Michael Barrett took it 80 yards to the house for a touchdown. That gives our leads at 17-7 with 4 minutes and 54 seconds left in the third quarter.
All right, Taylor. It is cat ball inside the 10-yard line at the 9.
First and 10 for the Cats at their own 9-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Cats in trips to the far side. Schumann in the shotgun. He takes the ball. Play action. They give it to the running back. He gets hit at the 10. It'll be 2nd and 9 as they got a yard after the 10-yard line. That was number 22.
We got a timeout on the field official. They've stopped the clock for equipment. Now they've lined it again.
D'Angelo on the carry. 2nd and 9 from the 10-yard line. Schumann again asking for the football. We're moving guys around, encouraging folks. They've got two receivers far side, receiver near side. Schumann backs up, looks, goes out in the flat. The receiver makes the catch. No, he drops it. Had it been a completed pass, it would have been back at the 7. But the official said, nope, he dropped it. It will be 3rd and 9 from the 10-yard line.
A big stop here by the defense would be huge for this Viking football team. They trail by 10. 17-7, the score with 4:21 left in the third.
Cats are 5 of 9 on third down conversion. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Williams D'Angelo in the backfield with Schumann. He's asking for the ball. He drops back. He rolls. We're looking. Throws across the middle. Off the hands of number 8. And our Vikings. We'll get the ball back when the Cats punt.
Number 28, Timier Moore for the Vikings, was able to get a tip on it, and that knocks it away. Fourth down for the Cats. Viking defense did their job. 3 and out here. All we got to do is field this punt, get that offense back on the field again, Wes.
Tavon Kyle standing about midfield. McMillan standing in the end zone. He kicks it out of the end zone. End over end kick. Tavon Kyle. Nope.
He called fair catch.
At the 43-yard line, and there's no flag.
It was ever so slightly, but he called a fair catch.
Started to run, realized what he did, and stopped.
Yep.
It will be Viking football, 1st and 10 from the Cat 43-yard line. 4:08 to go here in the third quarter. We have pulled within 10.
Tavon Kyle was a little upset with himself that he had called fair catch. He really didn't mean to. He was looking. He saw that the lane open up to the far side and had to kick himself a little bit.
Dixon with Copeland and Cameron in the backfield with him. Sends two receivers far side. Drops back. Looks. Throws back across the middle. Nothing there.
Trying to hit Boogie.
Little screen, and it wasn't there, so it'll be second and 10. Stops the clock with 4:04 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings have pulled within 10. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going right to left on your radio dial. We send Jenkins and Louis Regal as the slot receiver to the far side. Now we send Kyle that way. We get a ball to Cameron right up the middle. Boogie just drops those shoulders and runs down to the 41-yard line. He'll get 2 yards. It'll be third and 8 from the 41-yard line. Let's go, Vikings. Swing those mighty battle axes. Trips to the far side. They're showing blitz off the near side. He rolls right, looks, throws, ball is tipped. It was intended for Jenkins, but the ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage. Bill, fourth down. And there comes number 45, our punter, Tyson Shaw. Catcher sending back deep, Jace Rogers. And number 21, Jalen Temple. There's a snap. Nice high kick. He signals fair catch at the 19-yard line. That's where the Cats will take over. First and 10 from the 19 with 3:27 to go here in the third period. And the Wildcats leading 17-7. Camden winning their ball game. The last report. Talkett easily handling tip. Here come the Cats. Just bouncing out on the field. Beal lines up at wide receiver on the near side. Schumann sends two to the far side. Let's play football. There's the ball. He gives it to number 20. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. That's J.J. Strickland. And, oh, we come out with a ball, but the official says, nope, he was down. They give him a yard up to the 20, so it'll be second and 9 from the 20 as we approach 3 minutes to go here in the third. Schumann. Content to use as much clock as he can, even though it's only the third quarter. Has trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. Three-man front for our Vikings. We stand a linebacker up now on the far side. Now we drop him off. We change up our defensive coverage. More like a nickel, and the catch call timeout. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. As it is 17-7, the Cats lead our Vikings here with 2:42 left in the third quarter. It's second down and about 9, almost a long 8 for the Cats here at the Viking 20-yard line. The Vikings were able to get on the board on a long kickoff return for a touchdown by Michael Barrett. Had an opportunity, but they went 3 and out on their next possession. Now they need to stop this offense for the Cats.
Trips to the near side, single receiver, far side. Schumann in the shotgun. We show blitz off the far side. Do we come? And again, the Cats, they change their play. When they do, we have now changed our defensive coverage. Schumann checks his wristband. Now he's calling for the football. There it is. And they drop Thorg out in the flats and in behind the receiver. Incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 2:38 to go. It will make it third and 9 from the 20-yard line. And I'm not so sure they didn't move just a little bit early on this side.
Yeah, it looked like the wide receivers had taken off early. Torshawn Roberts comes out hobbling now. off the field. He'll come out. JT Smith on that cornerback position along with Jordan Wright.
He's got twins to the near side, twins to the far side. Again, our defense is talking to each other. Let's change it up. Bring a man in motion towards us. He drops back. There comes a blitz. And the screen play. We hit him in. He's going to be close to the first down, Bill.
They're going to mark him at the first.
If he gets to the 29, it was a screen play, and we blitzed, and they let the blitzer come. Great call by the Cats.
It is going to be right on the 29, just ahead of it. The nose of the ball will touch it. It's a first down. Watch the white hat. Yes, it is. First down, Wildcat.
2:20 to go here in the third. Cats just dug themselves out of a little hole once again.
2:20 left here in the third quarter. Cats lead 17-7 over our Vikings. The Wintersville Classic, and it's turned in so far a classic.
Schumann with twins near side, single receiver far side. Drops back, looks again, throws, and oh, the ball hit the ground, bounced up. We almost intercepted it.
Yeah, no, Beal, number 24, had the ball, hit him in the gut. He couldn't hold on to it. It bounced up from there, not from the ground, and it looked like J.T. Smith, number 17, had a shot at it, could not bring it in. It just falls as an incomplete pass, second down and 10 for the Cats.
Stops the clock with 2:01 to go. Twins to the near side, single receiver far side. Schumann takes, gives it to the up back. He's through by one man, two. We hit him as he crosses the 35, gets out about the 37-yard line.
Going to bring up third and a long one for the Cats. A very manageable third down attempt for them.
Yep. Out at the 38-yard line. They've got to get right across a third 39, so they don't need but a yard, maybe a yard and a half. Cats going from left to right on your radio dial. In the I formation. Beal in motion toward the visitor side of the field. They give it to the up back. He gets hit. Dave Neighbors came out of nowhere. Hit him 2 yards deep in the backfield.
Big, big lick by Gabe Neighbors on a very third and short situation. Pulls them back and puts them in fourth and about three now. And they're lining up to go for it. Let's see what they've got. Are they going to go?
That guy should be lined up off five, but he's not. They're barking hard, and we're not moving. Now comes the punt team. High, high snap. Gets it away. This one, let it hit, and it's going to roll dead about our 28-yard line. Vikings will take over. First and 10 from our 28, trailing by 10, with 30.5 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, Tavon Kyle ran up, called the fair catch, saw it was coming at a funny angle to his left. He decided not to go after that, let it hit the ground. Didn't take a big roll, so it was not too bad, but a good decision by Tavon Kyle not to try and field that ball, not right there at him.
Tavon Kyle, Dylan Presley to the far side. Jenkins to the near side. Cammon and Copeland in the backfield. We throw out to Copeland, and the ball's in front of him. Can't catch it. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, a little low and out, too far and out front of him. And Dev Copeland could not get to it.
Second and 10 from our 29-yard line.
25.8 seconds left here in the third quarter. The clock stopped on that incomplete pass.
Cats, four-man front. Play action. Dixon looking. Lops it up. He's got Jenkins open downfield and knocked away. The ball just kind of hung up in the air.
Jace Rogers did a great job defending.
There was nothing you could do about that. The ball just kind of hung up there a little bit, allowed Jace Roberts to close and knock it away at the last minute.
That'll bring up third down and 10. The clock ran a little long after the incomplete pass. I see the official maybe talking up. He's going to call timeout. He wants to talk to his clock operator. I saw 3, 4, 5 seconds run off that clock after the incomplete pass. Looks like they're trying to get communication up to the press box. Marty, do they need us to run anything up here for them?
They're saying put 6 seconds back on the clock.
Let us know. We can relay that up if necessary.
How much more?
16 seconds, guys.
16 seconds. Tell them down there 16 seconds. They do. Thanks, Marty, for that equipment part supply sideline update. Sometimes it helps out even up here. Third down and 10
from the 29. Dixon quickly throws across the middle. Oh, right behind Dez Copeland.
Dez had kind of given up on the route a little bit. I think he said he'd run through it, might have been able to make the catch. 12.9 seconds brings up fourth down. Tyson Shaw will have to punt here. And the Cats able to stop our Vikings here.
12.9 seconds to go here in the third. There's a snap. There's a kick. Signal fair catch. Chase Rogers.
And there's a flag coming.
44.
And let's see what that is. It was a fair catch. He caught the ball about the 44 yard line. Let's see what the call is.
If you're on the away side, please report that the concession stand is taken to play your guide. Thank you for supporting the LA.
Holding.
Block in the back.
A block in the back.
Against the Cats.
It will not affect whether the Cats will have the ball as we go into the fourth quarter.
It'll be marked off from where he caught it, like I said, about the 44. Block in the back against the Cats. They'll mark the ball all the way back to about the ball touching the 35-yard line.
And the ball will start on the snap. There will be one play left here in the third quarter. Here come the Cats back out on the field.
Cats leading 17-7 here with only 6.8 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Schumann leading another player. Now he's on the field. We shift guys around. Play clock's at 2 at 1. There's a snap.
Just
they give it
off
to Griffin, the running back. He gets back to the line of scrimmage and a half a yard. That's the last play of the third quarter. We'll head to the fourth quarter trailing 17-7. We'll be back after this.
60-second break. 60-second break. Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. We start the fourth quarter with our Vikings trailing the Wildcats 17-7. It's second down and 9 for the Cats at their own 35-yard line.
Schumann in the shotgun, as he's been most all night. Twins near side, single receiver far side. Barrett showing blitz. Now he backs out. Looks, throws out. Catch made. Immediately hit. And they'll give him forward progress at the 30 to the back to the line of scrimmage. Actually, he'll lose a yard or a half a yard, and it will be third and 10.
Third down for the Cats. Vikings down to their last quarter here. Their score came on a long touchdown, kickoff return for a touchdown.
Here we go. Third and 9. Well, they are 6 of 12 on third down conversions. We show blitz off the corner. They pick it up. He starts to run. We chase him. He's looking. Now he throws in the direction of a receiver and nothing there, so it'll be fourth down and they'll have to punt.
Nice job that time by Logan Neely to rush him out of the pocket. Kept containment on him. Had nobody downfield. Another great job by the defensive back to maintain coverage. And it's a fourth down for the Cats. 11:09 here in the fourth quarter.
McMillan set to punt. We've got Tavon Kyle back deep. We trail by 10 as we start the fourth quarter. And there's a flag. And what do we got? Encroachment. Where?
Let's see what offense, defense offside. They had to have lined up offsides then. Not sure where that was. Marty, any indicator down there where who was offside?
Yeah, guys, it was one of our guys on the far side came up and then was just lined up offside.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
McMillan set to punt. Kyle back deep. We rush it. He gets it away. Signal fair catch. And again there is a flag at the 40, which you would indicate you're going to have holding on the Vikings.
The ball was fielded at the 30, a fair catch by Tavon Kyle. We'll see what the call is. The flag came from the far side. Holding against the Vikings. So they'll mark off 10 from the 30, and we'll have first and 10 from the 20.
11:03 to go in the ball game. Vikings trail by 10. It'll be first and 10 from our 30, 70 yards away from pay dirt.
They're going to mark off the penalty first. That'll put us back to the 20.
20. 80 yards away from pay dirt.
So the Viking offense, who has really sputtered tonight, not able to really pick up a lot of offense tonight. Still only 9 first downs, 158 total yards of offense.
And there we go. Michael Barrett carries the ball out to the 25, gets us a 5-yard carry. So it'll be 2nd and 5 from there, starting to give us just a little bit of spark. Ball on the near hash mark. 2nd and 5 from the 25. We stack two receivers near side. We send Neighbors and Tavon Kyle to the far side and stack them over there. 4-man front. Dixon rolls looking. There's a flag. And it's a legal procedure. We got a yard, and that was about it.
Yeah, they were still, Austin had sent the two receivers out wide to the far side. They were not set, either one of them. And that's going to be the call. The two wide receivers not set.
And
illegal shift against the Vikings.
Back it up 5. Here comes Camlin and Boogie Cammon along with Des Copeland and Dylan Presley. 10:28 to go in the ball game. Vikings trail by 10, 17-7.
Let's see where they're going to actually mark the penalty off to. A lot of confusion between the side judge and the umpire, or excuse me, the referee. Where's the ball supposed to be?
Guys, they took a long time there trying to figure out if they were going to accept the penalty or not. And Austin makes some big wholesale changes and get their defense set up, and then they decided to take the penalty.
Thank you, Marty, for the equipment parts supply sideline update. Sorry, Bill. 2nd and 10 from the 20. Out to Des Copeland. Copeland's got a block by 1 man, 2, still on his feet. As Des rolls across the 30, he has the first down.
Great block by number 85, Dylan Presley, to be able to free Des Copeland up. And he makes a great run and a first down for the Vikings.
All the way out to the 33-yard line. Clock running. Dixon. Looks at that 4 or 5-man front. Again, it goes to Copeland. Copeland by 1 man. They grab him by the shoestrings as he crosses 35. Gets up to the 36-yard line. Give him 1, 2, 3 yards. Should be 2nd and 7 out at the 36. 9:54 to go here in the ball game. We're going to make it 2nd and 6. Dixon looking. Just overthrows Louis Regal out in the flats. So it'll be 3rd and 6. We've got to get out to the 43-yard, just across the 43-yard line for that first down.
Dixon turned to throw that. It looks like the ball just kind of sailed on him out of bounds up and over the head of Louis Regal. Clock stops on the incomplete pass.
It does at 9:40. Vikings still have 3 timeouts left. Neighbors lines up a tight end on the near side. They show blitz off the near side. Now they back out. looks, throws across to Devon Kyle, and incomplete pass.
He led Tavon just a little too much. Right, nice call that time. Tavon able to break through that post, just the ball a little too far out in front.
And Jace Rogers, the defensive back for the Cats, stuck his hands up in the air and said, see, I didn't touch him.
Fourth down for the Vikings now as Tyson Shaw checks in.
Back deep for the Cats. Looks like Griffin. Nice high kick. Signals fair catch. Oh, and drops the ball, but he falls on it at the 25.
He called fair catch, hit him in the chest, bounced out very quickly. He falls on it. And as I look out here, Wes, I start to see fans leave, and what a disappointing thing that is. This football team has worked its behind off, only down 10 points with 9 minutes and 27 seconds left, and it is disappointing for those fans, I mean the players, to look up and see those fans in a mass exodus.
And there's still a lot of time left to be played.
All right, Cats, first and 10 with 9:27 left in this ballgame.
Trips to the far side. Tied into our side of the field. Schumann. We shift our defensive front. We shift it over to the narrow side of the field. He snaps, gives the ball to the up back finds a hole as he crosses the 25, the 26, and maybe a yard, two at the very most. It was two. It'll be second and 8 from the 28.
Play clock at 20, and as you would imagine, and I fully support, they are running the play clock down.
Twins to the near side. Single receiver, far side.
And there's a flag on the field. They'll stop the clock. Let's see what that flag is.
Again, encroachment on the defense.
We've got to be lining up offside. That's all I come up with. Marty, any indicator down there? What's going on? I mean, I know it's the far side.
Again, guys, yeah, it's our far side. It's our guys covering the receivers. Their receivers are moving a lot, and our guys are trying to move with them and not paying attention and crossing the line, and they're getting us for it.
Second down and 2 or 3 here.
Two near twins near side. Single receiver, far side, Schumann. Says something to his running back. Looks at a four-man front. We show blitz off the corner. There we come. They give it to the back. They go just the opposite place from where we run. They have the first down as Williams D'Angelo gets out across the 40 up to the 41-yard line.
Guys, just clarify. I don't mean moving, getting off sides. I mean their receivers are looking back at the ball. They're getting set. They're going in motion. We're looking for the defensive call, so there's a lot of movement going on. And we're not paying attention and crossing the line. And when the center's got the ball set, we can't cross that line.
That's right. Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
First and 10, Cats. They shift their receivers. Drops, throws across, makes the catch. Number 11 just come out, set up in space. The ball's on the ground.
Well, they're holding their hand up like the ball was forward. Momentum had stopped. Cats do come up with the ball anyway.
All the way out to the 49-yard line where it will be third and a long 3 from there.
Second down.
I mean second and 7 from the 49. Second and 3 from the 49. I'll get it right. Twins left, single receiver to the near side. Schumann keeps the ball on. He has the first down. And he gets into Viking territory, and as he crosses the 45, gets close down about the 41, 42. He does an NFL slide, and the ball, he goes down at the 42-yard line of the Vikings with 7:13 to go here in the ball game, and our Vikings trailing 17-7. He's got twins to the far side, single receiver near side. We show blitz. 20 around the right side, gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage, gets down across the 40, down to the 38-yard line.
And I've got to, you know, you got to believe Valdosta is going to give us a heavy dose of run here. With 6:41 left in this ball game, they lead by 10 points. And you've still got to cover those outside receivers, because if you don't, he'll pop up and throw one out there. But you got to believe they're going to run this ball and try to run this clock down.
Second and six. Schumann has been masterful tonight. Again, looks by one man, two throws. Oh, he was being sacked, threw the ball out to 18, but it's an incomplete pass.
Yeah, it looked like that he was going to make that completion. That was number 19 for them. That is Jacob McMillan.
It is third and six. The ball on the 38.
The incomplete pass will stop the clock with 6:16 left in this ball game.
Valdosta going from right to left on your radio dial. Bring a receiver to the far side. Put a slot man out here on our side of the field. We're in the four-man front. Now we show blitz again. There we come. They pick it up. Throw across and knocked away by number 17.
That's T.J. Smith.
Justin Smith doing a great job.
That'll bring up fourth down. Will they go for it, or will they just try and punt and pin us deep? Let's see what they're going to do. They bring on the punt team, it looks like.
Yep. We send Devon Kyle back deep. Nope.
Fake.
Quick snap around the right side. They go. Here come the catch down the sidelines, and we run him out of bounds. But they ran a fake punt all the way down.
They run it around the right side. Very well done. They were in a hurry up. Lounge was not set. They make the up snap to the up man, number five, and that guy's been everywhere tonight, Jace Rogers. He runs it down the sideline, run out of bounds at the Viking 15, where it's first down and 10 for the Cats with 6:04 left in the ballgame.
Cats, two receivers near side, single receiver far side, Schumann in the shotgun. Four-man front. There's a flag. The Cats moved.
Procedure call. That'll mark them back five more yards. So back to the 20. Cats lead 17-7 with 6:04 left in this ball game, and they have dominated offensively.
First and 15 back at the 20. Schumann looking over our defense. Gives it to Griffin around the right side. We hit him at the line of scrimmage, and he'll get absolutely nowhere. It'll be second and 15. As Bill said, they have dominated.
The clock. Go ahead.
They've ran 69 plays for 426 yards. We've ran 41 for 180.
What you're seeing right now, guys, is our defense is extremely tired. Valdosta just continues to eat this clock, and our guys are just don't have much left.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Twins near side, single receiver far side. Again, Schumann. We're chasing him. On his feet, he starts to run. He'll go down back around the 25. He'll lose five more yards, so it'll be third and 20 from back around the 25. With 5 minutes to go here in the ball game.
Big, good, smart play by quarterback. He rolled out. Nothing was open. He wasn't going to just throw it away and stop the clock. He gets tackled inbound, so the clock continues to run. Points are not at a premium for the Cats now. They just need to run clock as they lead by 10 points. And Lowndes has not shown or demonstrated tonight we can move the ball offensively.
Twins near side. Single receiver far side. Schumann. Looks at a five-man front now. Again, we show blitz. He drops back, looks, throws across the middle. Catch made. Or did they say he made the catch? If he did.
He did make the catch.
It's going to be down around the 14-yard line.
Still about 8 or 9 yards shy of the first down.
Yep. It'll be fourth and about 8 from there because they set it down at the 14.
And they're going to run out the field goal unit here. And let's see, this is Baldwin, number 45. A 31-yard field goal attempt.
A blocked six would be nice, guys.
Wouldn't it, though? Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. It's up.
No good. Wide to the right.
Wide right. Vikings will take over. First and 10 from our 20 with 3:58 to go. We're down by 10. We're 80 yards away from pay dirt. We need a touchdown and a field goal to tie.
And it doesn't matter. Some people lose sight of that. It doesn't matter what order you get that in.
You've got to have it no matter which way you get it. Now, Bill, what do you do? You've got three timeouts, inside 4 minutes to go. You haven't run the ball very well tonight. You've got to get the ball downfield. You've got to get it in some playmakers' hands. How do you do that?
Well, I think you still got to get it in Xavier Jenkins, and he is not on their best cornerback right now, and we give it to Boogie Cammon up the middle, picks up a few yards.
Yep.
You've got to pay attention from an offensive side when number five, Rogers, is not on Xavier Jenkins. I think you have to go to him.
We stack trips to the near side. It's an empty backfield. Dixon looks, throws, catch out to Kyle. Tavon Kyle makes the catch at the 25. We had second and eight. Now we're going to have third and five at the 25.
They're actually going to give him the 26.
So make it third and four. Again, a mismatch. Looks. Starts to run. Oh, he starts to run, bobbles the ball, and he'll go down at the 25. It'll be fourth and five from the 25.
Yeah, he's hitting the backfield by number 92. That's Devontae Maxwell as Dixon's trying to roll out, find an open receiver, and we got a stoppage of play. That's an official timeout.
Yeah, the ball got kicked. So it's going to be fourth and six from our 24 with 2:52 to go here in the ball game.
Let's see what the Vikings can do on fourth down.
Throws out to Cammon. Cammon makes the catch. Has the first down across the 30 out to the 31. Gives us a little bit of life right here.
The ball just on the outside of the fingers. Cammon able to haul it in. First down for the Vikings.
Dixon barks out signals. Lost the ball downfield. Looking for Jenkins. Overthrows him at the Wildcat 40-yard line. Stops the clock with 2:29 to go here in the ball game.
That will stop the clock, 2:29.
Be second and 10 from the 33-yard line. Dixon drops back, looks that he's going to run, turns, he's by one man, two, gets across the 40 up to about the 41-yard line, where it will be third and a short two from there. Quickly, our Vikings to the line of scrimmage. Dixon looks, catch made by Jenkins. He has the first down out at the 47-yard line.
So that will get a first down, but it's inside 2 minutes now.
Dixon brings a man in motion. Play action. Drops, looks. Again, lost it downfield. And he overthrows Jenkins, and it's intercepted by Jace Rogers. Oh, what a block on Xavier Jenkins downfield.
There's a flag, though, on the 40. Let's see what that call is going to be. It probably will be after the interception, though.
It was thrown pretty early, guys.
Thanks, Marty. Let's see what the call is.
I don't know when it was thrown, but it was thrown early.
Holding.
Block in the back.
Oh, block in the back by the Cats.
That was post-interception, most likely.
And that's at the 41, so mark off 10 yards back to the 31.
They'll mark it off, but it'll be first down and 10 for the Cats, leading by 10. And all they have to do is pretty well run the ball here with a minute 39 left. And it is first down and 10, Cats. The ball will be at the 27-yard line.
In the I formation. To the tailback. Gets hit across the 30, up to about the 31.
And let's see, timeout. Timeout Vikings. We'll take a 30-second break with them. Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. Cats have it second down.
They give it to the tailback. The tailback around the right side looking for blocking as he heads to the sidelines.
They stop him before he gets out of bounds. They'll keep the clock running. 1:25 left in this ballgame.
Yep.
And we got a stoppage of play again. Vikings take a timeout. We'll take another 60-second break with them. And back at the CBC Bank Press Box as the Cats run the ball over the right side, and that'll be a first down. Yep. And that's just about going to...
That's going to do it, Bill. It's out to the 39-yard line. A minute 17 to go. We're down to one timeout.
17-7, a minute 14, the clock running here in the fourth quarter. Vikings have got one more game, Wes. That's at Tift County next Friday night.
Looking at our standings, Vikings will drop to 5-4 on the year, 1-3 in the region. Valdosta will go to 6-3, 2-2 in the region. And
the
Schumann just kneels to let this clock run out.
The clock runs 45 seconds. They have not set the ball for play. Okay. The play clock down to 15, so one more snap.
Not what our Viking fans expected.
I don't think any of us expected a 10-point of it. There's another kneel by
Schumann. And that's the ball game. Cats go to 6-3 on the year, 2-2 in the region. Our Vikings drop to 5-4 and 1-3 in the region.
And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings fall 17-7 to their crosstown rivals, the Valdosta Wildcats, as the team is down in the end zone. With the alma mater, looking to see if Marty will be able to get Coach McPherson. Sometimes after a really bitter loss like this, it is difficult sometimes to get Coach McPherson. As you know, and as rightfully you would understand, just trying to deal with that loss. And really, a game that I don't think Wes, he expected his Vikings to play as poorly as we did here in this game.
I didn't either, Bill. I mean, especially after the game against Lee County, we were showing such promise coming back and had a great 2 weeks of practice. We were ready to go play football tonight. I don't know what happened. I'm at a loss of words. I don't know what happened.
Well, I think Valdosta came prepared to play. There's no doubt about that. The preparation was there, and they executed well. The X factor, Seth Schumann. And obviously you heard him was named as the MVP of the Great American Rivalry Challenge here, and rightfully so. I mean, I thought defensively, if you had to pick a defensive player for Lowndes, probably Logan Neely, and how he played defensively would have been my choice if you were given on both sides. Marty, it's kind of your call. Go ahead.
As I'm here with Coach Mack, of course, Coach Mack, not the game you were hoping. What was the difference in tonight's game?
Well, their defense whooped us, you know. We struggled on offense all night long. I thought our defense played hard, played good. But we struggled blocking them and making plays. Bottom line is they made the plays and we didn't.
Coach, you got one more. I just heard you tell your team you got to go win that game. Still got to, you know, still can make the playoffs. What do you tell your team after this game to get them focused back on Tift County next week?
Well, you know, it's going to be up to them and us. I mean, we, you know, we win the game, we're in the playoffs.
Coach, good luck next week.
Marty, thanks for that Traditions Flooring Coaches interview. We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap up tonight's game. Vikings fall 17-7. We'll be back after this two-minute break. And we're back here at the Southwest Georgia Bank post-game report as our Lowndes Vikings fall 17-7 to the crosstown rival Valdosta Wildcats. As we said, it really comes down to the page heating and air stats. Valdosta with 23 first downs, Lowndes with only 11. Total plays, 76 plays for 438 yards for Valdosta, 49 plays for 207 yards for the Vikings. And that really is the huge difference in that. 76 offensive plays to 49 offensive plays. In the air, Austin Dixon, 12 of 26. He did throw an interception. Seth Schumann, 21 of 38. He threw an interception. But he had the touchdown pass, too, and that's kind of the difference. The only way the Vikings got on the field was a kind of a messed-up kick return, and they were able to get a long run and get on the board and get seven anyway.
Yeah, Michael Barrett, the ball was kicked off, and it was a high kick. It got tipped. It was in the air. Valdosta tipped it. They tipped it again. Michael Barrett just snatched it out of the air and returned it for our only score of the night. Bill Weed, our opening drive in the third quarter. We took the ball, moved right down the field, stalled, missed a field goal.
Yeah, and that, again, another difference.
And missed a field goal that would have brought us to within, at that point in time, seven. And you don't know if it changes the complexion of the ball game or not. A game that our Vikings, for whatever reason, and the defense played as well as it could. You can't stay on the field for 76 plays and not be tired at the end. But our defense, I thought, played fairly well. Our offense struggled and struggled mightily. Now, we're in a position next week we have to win to make the playoffs. We can't lose. And we'll look at it here. We got a time. We've got to take a three-minute break. We'll take that three-minute break. When we come back, we'll look at the region standings and where we're standing right now.
All right. Vikings fall 17-7. We'll be back after this three-minute break to wrap up the Southwest Georgia Bank post-game report. And we're back here at the CBC Bank press box. I was going to try to get Taylor to go down there and go ahead and grab our computer and bring that down. So we'll get that in just a minute. Taylor, who was doing the play-by-play for the video stream down the way there, has come back to join us. Your thoughts on how this game went?
My thoughts are I have a newfound respect for Wes James and his voice after a ball game. You do a lot of talking in that. I had a great time doing it. I want to thank everybody that that was involved in that. I want to thank my boy Taylor Stubbs and Chuck Lawrence for holding down the fort while I was gone down there doing it. Scott Berry helped me out with the live stream, and the Technology Students Association here at Lowndes High School did a great job setting all that up. And you know, it was something I'll never forget. Even though we came away unsuccessful tonight, Bill, you know, the game to me, I kept saying it down there on the live broadcast that it came down to the amount of plays that the Wildcats ran against us and third down conversions. I think we converted one third down. Did we even convert one third down? Yes.
One of 11.
One of 11 on third down. That's going to lose your ball game every single time.
Yep.
No matter what. One of 11 on third down, and they ran 76 plays to our 49. Just ain't going to get it done. It was a different ball club than the one we saw against Lee County. And, you know,
I'm telling you, I'm not taking a thing away. That's a different ball team across the way with Valdosta Wildcats.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Seth Schumann was the X factor. He came out, was able to extend plays. We could not get a rush on him because if we did, he had the open outside lanes. It was just, you know, pick your poison. Are you going to go after him and let him, you know, run down the field, or are you going to hold contain? And I thought they did a great job containing him, flushed him out a few times. And our defensive backs were able to stay in containment for a long time, too. But you just can't expect them to do that for 76 plays.
No, you can't. And one of the other things, Bill, is that the Wildcat receivers, whenever he would sit back there and they knew that their route was over and done with, would turn and come back toward him and try to get in space. He knew they were coming. He knew where to, he knew to look for them. He's that kind of quarterback. And, you know, we got outplayed tonight.
Yeah, Go ahead.
I was going to say we did get outplayed, Wes. Being down here on the field, where I felt like we got outplayed the most was in the trenches, especially on the our offensive line. Just had a very difficult time with their defensive line. Their defensive line didn't make a lot of plays, but they ate up the line of scrimmage and allowed their linebackers to make play after play after play. Todd Bradley had just a phenomenal game for them. It was all over the field. They really won the line of scrimmage and really put our offense, behind the eight ball all night long. And then on the other side of the ball, Seth played great. Hats off to him. Give him a lot of credit. But his offensive line up front did a phenomenal job. And the few times we were able to get pressure on him, he had lanes extremely wide open to run. So you got to give Dot Osta credit up front. Their offense and defensive lines, I thought, just dominated the game tonight. And they really won that game for him. You also got to talk about we came out and we said before the game in the pregame that we needed to execute early, and we didn't. We had drop passes on the first two possessions and didn't execute, and that got us behind, and the game was, the momentum was changed and it was in their favor, and we were behind from early on. So we didn't come out hot start like we did against Newton and against Lee. We didn't win the line of scrimmage up front, and when you don't do those two things, you're normally not going to win.
Thanks, Marty. Let's take a look at our Page Heating and Air final game stats tonight. Valdosta with 23 first downs. Lowndes with 11. Rushing tonight, Valdosta 38 carries for 153 yards, while Lowndes 23 carries and only 92 yards. In the air, it was 21 of 38 for 285 yards and an interception for Seth Schumann, and 12 of 26 for 115 yards and one interception for Austin Dixon. As we said earlier, 76 total offensive plays for 438 yards for the Wildcats, while only 49 plays and 207 yards of total offense for the Vikings. Average play, 5.8 yards per play, 4.2 yards per play for the Vikings. Both teams fumbled once, of which they lost those penalties. Valdosta penalized 13 times for 110 yards and still came out on top of this ballgame. The Vikings, 8 penalties for 44 yards. Both teams punted 5 times for Valdosta for a 37-yard average. Lowndes 6 punts for a 31.8-yard average. As the Vikings fall in this ball game tonight, we talked about third down conversion, 7 of 16 for the Wildcats and only 1 of 11 for the Vikings. On the ground tonight, it was really not a big night for anybody. As probably our leading rusher, J.D. Lee, who fumbled once, had one carry for 16 yards, and that really was the most yards gained by anybody. Receiving tonight, it looks like Xavier Jenkins, 2 catches for 16 yards, Gabe Neighbors, 2 for 19, Tavon Kyle, 3 for 33, and Des Copeland, 2 for 21 yards is the passing tonight. For the Wildcats, they're rushing. It was Seth Schumann, 8 carries for 48 yards. Tim Griffin, 8 carries for 20 yards. And receiving for them, the leading receiver with 49 yards was Antonio Kuma, 4 catches for 49 yards. Another receiver for them, Jonte Baker, had 2 catches for 44 yards. And defensively, for your Vikings tonight, total tackles tonight. Looks like Michael Barrett with 7 total tackles led the team, and he was all over the place. Logan Neely also very active with 5 total tackles. Of course, Michael Barrett with the interception as well and the touchdown on the kickoff return. For the Wildcats, it was Todd Bradley, number 1, seemed to be everywhere with 10 total tackles. Also, Jace Rogers only had 3 tackles, but he did have that interception and played very well defensively. That is your final Page Heating and Air game stats tonight. Thank you to Page Heating and Air. When you feel that heat rising, be sure and call Page Heating and Air. Wes, I think we've just about wrapped it up. Remind everybody, Tuesday night, the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We do it live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games right there on Baytree Road in Bremerton. Also, next Friday night, we will be at Tift County High School. That is a 7:30 kickoff, so a 6:30 countdown to kickoff. We'll be right here on the air at 99.5 Kicks Country and have all the action for you beginning at 7:30 live from Brody Field at Tift County High School. Let's turn it back over to Wes. And Wes, you've got the region standings now.
Well, Colquitt 9-0, they're 4-0 in the region. Camden 9-0, they're 4-0 in the region. Our Vikings 5-4, 1-3 in the region. Valdosta improves to 6-3, 2-2 in the region. Lee drops to 6-3 in the region. They are 1-3 in the region. Tift 5-4, 0-4. Next week, Colquitt at Camden for the region championship. Both teams undefeated in the regular season, and both in the region undefeated. Lee will be at Valdosta, Lowndes at Tift. Now, we beat Tift, we're in the playoffs. It doesn't matter. The only way we don't make the playoffs is for Tift to beat us and Lee to beat Valdosta. That has to happen. If should we lose to Tift and Lee beats Valdosta, then we would not make the playoffs. We beat Tift, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about what happens with Valdosta and Lee.
Well, I tell you what, we've got to win that ball game to get into the fourth seed now. We know we're going to be on the road. We knew even with a win tonight we would be on the road. But the road might be a little more difficult to travel from that four seed. But we've done well in the past from the three or the four seed as well. And we're going to go ahead and wrap up tonight's game as we pretty well beat it to death, Wes. I'm going to give it to you because it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Black Crow Media. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. I'll see you at the Hay Hour Huddle House.